Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Remember Jake Tapper with ABC News? He reported on our Mitt Romney TV ad that ran in Iowa, South Carolina during the primaries. Well, Jake Tapper has a report on the Illinois Governor Blagojevich scandal, and he quotes, and this is on his blog at abcnews.com, and Tapper, I'm sure you've heard this report, he reports that Barack Obama has stated he's saddened by the corruption. Here's the governor of Illinois, Democratic governor, who, among other things, is trying to sell Obama's Senate seat to the highest bidder. But, of course, the Obama campaign, President-elect Barack Obama, says that, you know, he had nothing to do with the governor, and his campaign is saying they had no contact with the governor or his office regarding the replacement for this now vacant Senate seat. Well, Jake Tapper has a video clip, like you can do so easily these days, from Fox News, and saying, well, wait a minute, there is a senior advisor to Obama, David Axelrod, who appeared on Fox News in Chicago and said quite the opposite. He said, I know that Barack has talked to the governor, and there's a whole range of names, many of which have surfaced, and I think he has a fondness for a lot of them, and on and on and on. So this story, supposedly there are many who live in Illinois who say they're not surprised because this is what they expect of Illinois politicians. And it's interesting that Barack Obama rose to such prominence in Illinois politics from Chicago, no less. Was it from the South Side, no less? And he's pure as the driven snow. He's not tainted by the corruption with all the friends he's had and the lengthy relationships with so many. It will be interesting to see how this scandal dogs Barack Obama. Is he the first in memory to get into a scandal between the election and his inauguration? Is he the first president? I don't recall. Did that happen to Reagan? Did it happen to Bush? Clinton, well, he was in a scandal since his freshman year in high school, so I don't know how you could distinguish with him. But that's what's going on. It's clear that liberals will make excuses. There's a double standard. There's executive privilege. You know, executive privilege to a liberal means that if you're a Democratic president, for example, you could sexually assault female interns and you should be able to get away with it. That's called executive privilege. And there's a double standard. And what's so comforting is to know that there will be a judgment day when everything, it'll all come out. It'll all come out. And that's scary. For those of us who have sinned, that's scary. Unless, of course, you look to Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins and cover your sins. And if he then becomes your advocate and his death on the cross pays for your sins, otherwise it's going to be a very ugly and scary time, but also for those who have been victims of injustice and cruelty and treachery, there will be vindication. So Judgment Day is going to be quite an experience. Do you think it's going to happen quickly? No, it's not going to happen quickly. And as the Apostle Paul wrote, some men's sins precede them to judgment, and those of others follow. So some men's sins precede them to judgment, and those of others follow. So when we get to Judgment Day, and by the way, who's going to do the judging? Who's going to do the judging? The Bible says, you find it in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, the men of Nineveh will rise up in judgment and condemn this generation, Jesus said. And judgment is committed to the hands of his saints. And we shall judge the angels, and we shall judge the world. So believers will be judging unbelievers. God is the authority behind all the judgment that occurs on Judgment Day. But just as God delegated, for example, Moses to be a judge over Israel, and then Moses delegated other judges, God will delegate, he will commit judgment into the hands of his saints. So if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you've humbled yourself and asked God to forgive you of your sins, then you will be one of the ones judging. And in fact, the Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians, have you gone to Corinth? You go to Corinth, you'll learn some fascinating things about that book to the Corinthians. But Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, "Don't you know that we have the mind of Christ, and he who is spiritual judges all things? And I'm ashamed of you because you're not judging even the least matters?" He says, come on, get judging. "Don't you know that we will judge the angels? Do you not know that we shall judge the world?" So there's corruption in Washington. The discussion now is, should there be an auto czar? Like we have a Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of whatever, Energy. Should we have an auto czar, Secretary of Automobiles and SUVs? In other words, should the government appoint someone to tell the auto industry how it should function? And we have the Republican administration in the White House, and this is right up their line. I mean, this is, the government is now telling the banking industry, insurance industry, how to function, and the medical industry, of course, they've been doing that for a long time, and now the auto industry. And they're saying, well, it'll be up to them whether they comply with the auto czar. Otherwise, if they don't, they'll have to repay their billions of dollars they've been loaned and repay it back immediately. And they won't be qualified for future billions of dollars from your kids and grandkids. That's where the money comes from. And so this is socialism. This is socialism where bureaucrats have no authority from God, but they usurp it, and their ego makes them think they're smart enough to know how to run the auto industry. Isn't that exactly what we want? We want Washington bureaucrats running the auto industry. That's comforting. Isn't that comforting? Let's go. Now, in a moment, I'm going to read an email from a listener who doesn't like the interview we had with Alana Goldman, one of the 8 women to watch in Washington, D.C., one of the 100 most powerful women. She's the pro-abortion Alana Goldman, and we have an excerpt of that. Somebody put an excerpt up on YouTube, and that's pretty funny, 6-minute excerpt of the show. And so there's a liberal, I think an atheist from Canada, and he didn't like the interview. He's angry at me. And he asked me, he said, "Bob, you know, okay, you think you can answer these questions? You said, is a rock living or dead? Go ahead, Bob, answer. Is a rock living or dead?" And he thinks I can't answer that question. So anyway, before we get to that email, let's go to Loveland, Colorado, our producer, Ray Graybar. Ray, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. So good to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. You're the producer. I have no choice.
Yeah, I know. Bob, we're getting close to the end of the year, so I thought I'd call in and just kind of review the things that have taken place on Bobby and Yurt Live. You know, you're talking about that governor there and what's going on.
Yeah.
Truth. What is truth? Wasn't Jesus asked that one time?
Yeah, what is truth?
What is truth?
A lot of atheists say there is no such thing as truth.
That's right. Truth is very simple. It is. When Moses asked God, God said, "I am that I am." Mm. How much simpler can you get than that?
Yeah, truth is a statement of reality.
Right.
So, Ray, okay.
So truth is what we're after. And what does Bob Inyart do? He gets out the truth on Bob Inyart Live. And you have a lot of materials that shore that up over the years.
We really do, Ray. We have about 100 different titles, Bible study albums mostly, and DVDs, and The Plot, my book, an overview of the whole Bible, and Does God Exist Debate. So many fun resources we have here at Bob and Yurt Live.
You know, the economy is getting tough, and you can notice that all over just talking to people when you go to stores and stuff. But there's a gift that keeps on giving. Now, that's a cliche.
Yeah.
But in this sense, it's a double whammy. When you give a gift to Bob Inyart, it keeps on giving because you get the truth.
Oh.
And when you buy materials from Bob Inyart, that's a gift also, but then you get something back. And that gift that you get back keeps on giving.
Wow.
And, you know, it's...
That's encouraging, Ray.
Well, yeah, you know, Sean Hannity, he starts out his show with, you know, the radicals have taken over, hang on to your wallets. Well, that's, you know, that's a good statement and everything, but... I know at Bob Inyart Live, you're more concerned about souls than you are about the wallet.
About money, that's right. Ray, just, what, 2 days ago, a friend was saying, you know, Bill O'Reilly, he's really becoming more conservative. And I said, friend, wait a minute. Think about when the governor of New Jersey was caught having an affair. Bill O'Reilly said, well, that's not a reason to resign from office. And, Ray, not only was the guy married and it was an affair, it was a homosexual affair. He's having an illicit relationship. There's no other kind of homosexual relationship.
Right.
While he's married, he's having an affair with a homosexual. And supposed conservative Bill O'Reilly says, well, that's not a reason to resign.
That's a triple whammy that he was involved in.
Yeah. And on so many issues, I mean, we have people who masquerade where Christians think they're conservatives, even people who don't claim to be Christians. They don't claim to be Christian. They don't claim to be conservative. And Christians think they're both.
Yes, they do.
So we get led down a path of very slow but expected destruction of the morality of the body of Christ.
Well, I've been with you almost 10 years now, Bob, and I've witnessed the truth in action. Each year, we kind of look at what was done in the past, and if we look back what Bob Inyart Live has done this past year, you mentioned that YouTube with Mitt Romney cartoon. That's just part of it, but you go to American Right to Life and Personhood Amendment. And
projects we were so involved with.
Right.
Yeah, well, the launching of American Right to Life, the battling against Mitt Romney. And that was significant, Ray. You're right for bringing that up. I mean, we went to the key battleground states early in the primary. We ran statewide, and I'm saying we, American Right to Life. You know, we helped produce that ad and raise funds for it. And we went after Mitt Romney as a fraud, a pro-abortion Republican lying about being pro-life. And we nailed him. And the people in those states said they voted against Mitt Romney because he was lying about being pro-life. And for example, in Iowa, the Iowa caucuses, we ran that ad, 150 times around the state in Iowa.
It was so effective that he even had to address it.
He addressed it personally. His campaign manager addressed our ad. It ran on ABC World News Tonight. It ran on Fox News. It ran on Hannity and Combs. And there were hundreds of websites that talked about our ad. So yeah, that's part of the success of the last year. I think you're right.
That's what happens with Bob Inyart Live. Bob, when you go after it, you stick to it. You're very precise. You just do things the way people can understand them. You don't leave anything for question, and that's the truth. That's just pun there, but
thank you.
But the truth is what Bob Inyart is, and.
Well,
you know, if you're going to invest in things, this time of the year, people are looking to start to get ready to pay their income taxes. Now, I don't know how you fit in on this, but I know there's if you're going to pay the government, you also have the opportunity to donate or to charity or to a particular group that would be tax deductible. And
now,
at this time of the year, I don't know how you fit in or where you do, but maybe you could explain.
Well, Ray, Denver Bible Church, certainly people could give to Denver Bible Church, which really, really could use financial support now, this time of the year, the end of the year, and that they could deduct that. You're right. They could pay less taxes if they donate to Denver Bible Church.
And then again, we go back to the truth. If you're going to have equities into the market, I would think that the eternal market would be where the equities ought to be at. And the dividends, according to what God says in the Bible, those dividends that the eternal equities pay It's unmeasurable.
And, Ray, we do try to report what is true. And when there's an error, and when I become aware of it, on our homepage, kgov.com, kgov.com, on the homepage, we have a link for errors. And the most significant errors we've made in all the years that I've been on the air, 17 years, we list them right there. And I think I think ministries should do that. They should acknowledge, here are our most significant errors. And so we do have a desire to know the truth and be humble and admit it when we make a mistake.
That's unheard of, Bob. No one will mention that. You know, they're the pride of their positions and the need for the satisfying the audience so the funds keep coming in. They just kind of look over mistakes and don't even call them that. So, again, there you are on top of everything, Bob. And I just, you know, maybe I'm a little biased. I don't know.
I think you are, Ray.
After 10 years, you get to know somebody pretty well, and you get to see the results, and it's just been awesome.
Well, Ray, maybe we can make a personal comment. I hope you don't mind. I didn't ask you about this, but your wife, Dorothy, died this past year.
Correct.
And that, of course, is such a difficult, hard thing to live through. And your wife goes to be with the Lord. We're so thankful she's with Jesus Christ. But it's tough. You guys were in love. Everybody around you could see it. And you were married a long time.
Beautiful. 40 years.
Say again?
40 years.
40 years married, right? 40 years. And you were working with me here at Bob in Your Life for 9 years before that. In fact, almost all the major interviews I've done, from the BBC to ABC, Bill Maher, Politically Incorrect, and 100 others, you put together. And also when we have interesting interviews, whether it's Ann Coulter or just name the name, big name, small name, Alana Goldman, you've put those together. And I think in this past year, Ray, we've become a bit more close after, I remember I performed Dorothy's funeral. And it's been a sad but a tender time since she's been gone.
We miss her dearly, and she had the opportunity to go to Turkey with you for 3 weeks.
She did. She was on that Bible tour of Turkey.
And she enjoyed it immensely. And that was some of the things that we talked about towards the end.
Oh.
It was kind of hard to talk about, but, you know, I appreciate you bringing it up. But, you know, that's the way life is. There's a particular thing that you said into the service that always resonates with me, and I think of it often. It's the difference between religion and Christianity. Could you repeat that, Bob, or you want
me to? Well, sure, that religion is man's effort to reach God, and Christianity is God's reaching down to have a relationship with men.
And that was so meaning to the audience that was there at that memorial. I had gotten many comments on that. And we got many comments on the service that you ran. You do an awesome job, Bob.
Well, hey, Ray, thank you. Is there any last thing you wanted to mention about the year? It was a good year, a busy year, and we got about almost 600,000 Coloradans to vote yes on personhood to totally protect the unborn child with no exceptions, and that was about triple what many pro-lifers had always said was possible with a no-exceptions bill. They thought you could get maybe 9-10%, and we got 27%. 585,000 yes votes. That is a great accomplishment, even though we lost handily, to teach the pro-life movement. There's not 9%. We, in this one campaign that could have been run much better, in one campaign, we tripled the number that supposedly people said we can get. We got almost 30% of Coloradans to say no abortions at all.
The abortion issue is probably the thing that I would mention to close the conversation, Bob. You have a young man that works with you. His name is Will Duffy.
Yeah.
Will Duffy established the Collaborators Project.
That's right.
Now, this is a young man married with a little child and going out and just putting forth the effort that most people don't even understand is possible. Mm. And I'd like to just let the audience know, not only does Bob Inyart have the truth, but the people that work around them have learned that truth and are so solid in it that they can go ahead, like Will Duffy, and put something together like the Collaborators Project, because he knows the truth and he learned it from you.
Wow. Hey, Ray Graybar, thank you so much for calling, Ray.
God bless you, Bob.
God bless you. I appreciate that. Well, All right, that's pretty neat that Ray called, and so many fascinating things happened through the year, debates. In fact, we did one or two debates that we hope to air soon that we haven't been able to air yet, and they'll just be tremendous when we get to them. Okay, so there's an atheist from Canada, and he did not like my interview of Ilana Goldman. And he writes this, and this is at a website called GenerationExpose.com, GenerationExpose.com. This is run by Curtis and Danny. And this guy from California, from Canada, his name is Mike, but online he goes by Frank, of all things, P-H-R-O-N-K. And he said, I like how Bob can immediately go from acknowledging that abortion is an emotional, complex issue to boiling it down to the black or white, is it living or dead? That's what I asked, is it living or dead? And he says, hey, Bob, in your own example of Iraq, is it living or dead? And then he says, he asks, and yes or no, have you stopped murdering kittens yet? So Frank, or Mike, is trying to point out that somehow my questions are not fair. So I replied back to Mike, and I'd like to share that with you. I write, Mike, hi. I'd like to answer your questions directly, and if they need clarification, then I'll clarify. And Mike, you asked me, hey, Bob, is your own example of Iraq, is Iraq living or dead? See, he thinks he's got me, because Iraq was not previously alive, so he thinks you can't say it's dead. So he says, hey, Bob, using your own example of Iraq, is it living or dead? And also, please answer yes or no, have you stopped murdering kittens yet? So I said, Mike, my answer is, Iraq is not living. Iraq that is a fossil is dead, in the most common definition of the word, that is, it's no longer alive. A typical rock, that is not a fossil, is inanimate, and so it's dead in Webster's third definition, inanimate, not endowed with life. And a rock is dead by other usages, like dead as a doornail, devoid of life, and so on. So I can answer your question, Mike. And I realize that you thought that my question, is a rock alive or dead, was somehow difficult to answer, because it was not previously alive, but that would be the case only if I were acting like a lawyer, and if I were being a pain in the neck, and if I didn't want to help further the discussion. So if someone asked me if a rock is living or dead, as an analogy to determine if a fetus is living or dead, I would say the rock is not living. A fetus, an amoeba, bacteria, plant is alive. You see, Mike, I think this stuff is easy. And then you ask, Bob, have you stopped murdering kittens, yes or no? So I'll demonstrate how easy it is to handle even biased questions. If I'm not trying to be evasive, and if I'm not afraid of the truth, you could answer even biased questions. Here we go. Bob, have you stopped murdering kittens yet, yes or no? Answer, no. I never started. And besides, Mike, you can murder a person, but not a tomato. You can't murder a fly. You can't murder an animal. You can kill them because they are living. You can't murder them because they're not people. So have I stopped murdering kittens yet? No. No, I haven't stopped because I've never started. You see how easy it is? A rock is not living. I have not stopped murdering kittens yet, and while we're at it, you can't even kill a rock, right? You can't kill a rock because it's not alive, but you can break it. So then Mike said to me, Bob, you're trying to bait people into accepting assumptions that are present in your loaded questions, and that is dishonest and antithetical to actual debate. So he's saying that Ilana Goldman didn't fall for my cheap tricks. So I replied to Mike on this great website, especially for young people. Well, for old people, too. But I think GenerationExpos.com is way more appealing to young people, and they debate issues like morality, truth, justice, abortion, homosexuality, evolution, Christianity especially, presenting that there is a God. Jesus Christ is our Creator, our Savior. And so Mike says that my question to Ilana Goldman, I asked, what is a fetus? She says we could terminate it. I asked, what is it? What is a fetus? Is it alive? Does it matter what it is before we decide whether we can kill it? That's what I'm asking her. So I write, Mike, I could better reply to you if you told me what you think my hidden assumptions were. My rather obvious argument is that you can't win an objective debate about whether it should be legal to terminate it until you can explain what it is. And you are talking about intentionally terminating a fetus, so it would be helpful if you can say what a fetus is and answer whether it is alive or not. What are the hidden assumptions behind this? And it went on like that, and it was very interesting. And now Frank has replied to my response, and hopefully I'll get the time to reply back. And I've invited him. Mr. Frank, please call into Bob Benyart Live. You're up in Canada. Does the 800 number work from Canada? 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. I got a guy here in the studio audience. He says it works from Alaska. Works from Alaska. Does it work from Canada? 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. Or you can call our local number, 303-463-7789. 303-463-7789. By the way, for Frank or any other new listener, if you've never ordered anything from us, we're happy to send you a Bible Tour of Israel DVD that we produce for free. 1-800-8-NYART. Maranatha, what a great school in Arvada. Maranatha.